Running a business means solving problems. I tell you how the smartest entrepreneurs do it. Hi, I'm Jason Pfeiffer, editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine, and this is Problem Solvers. If you want to make any kind of media, whether that's a podcast or a newsletter or just short form video or whatever, and you should, because if you are a founder, if you're listening to this just because you aspire to be a founder, whatever, it doesn't really matter what you are. You need to think like a content creator. You just really do these days because you need to be known for your ideas. Ideas are scalable. Ideas and communication is what gets out into the world and helps people build relationships with you and get to know you and trust you. And that is good for business, whether you're trying to sell something or you're just trying to get to the next step in your career. Anyway, you need to be producing things. You just do. And here is a formula that I think people don't think about. They often overlook. They actually often do in reverse, but that I have found throughout my time creating media, and specifically with this podcast, which I'll talk about in just a moment, that I have found to work really well. And it is this. Here's the formula. Form is the solution to function. Form is the solution to function. I'm going to explain what that means today on Problem Solvers. And here is why. Let me give you a little context. So this is the 451st episode of Problem Solvers. Can you believe 451? It sounds like a random number, actually. But, you know, if you rewind one, it's 450. And that actually sounds like a more interesting, nice round number. We're impressed by 50s and 100s. And anyway, if you've been listening to this show for a long time, you know that every 50 episodes, sometimes I forget, but usually there is a tradition, which is that I pause and I step back and I reflect upon the show and I share something about making the show and what I learned by making the show and how the show has evolved. And I just try to pull back the curtain and bring you along because I understand that when I'm speaking to the kind of audience that I'm speaking to, when I'm speaking to you, that you're not just consuming something. You're making things yourself too. You're listening to this show because you want to make things, not because you are just looking for entertainment or whatever. You're looking to make things. So that is also the reason that you're interested in the making of things and the reason why I like to share how I make things to help you. So I usually do this. I usually step back every 50 episodes and I kind of offer some perspective. And I forgot to do it at 450. So I'm just doing it at 451. Close enough, right? And now, again, if you've been listening to the show for a long time, and by the way, do you know how long 451 episodes is? It's crazy. I looked back. This show began on July 30th of 2017. I've been doing this since 2017. How is that possible? This is an insane thing to me. Anyway, so 451 episodes later, here I am. And if you've been listening, well, if you've been listening for a long time, let's say back to 2017, and if you have, can you reach out to me? Because holy cow, that's cool. But you would have noticed that the show has changed formats a number of times. It didn't start as an interview show. It started as more of a narrative show where I would tell a story and then I would drop in audio of the person that I was talking to. And I would tell this story and would kind of go back and forth. It would almost sound like a longer radio piece, like something you would have heard on NPR. And that was, and then it evolved. And actually, I'll explain why I did it that way and then why it changed, because that goes to my concept of form is a solution to function. But I have made another change. The show went from that narrative thing to this kind of interview format, and it evolved and tweaked in an interview format-y kind of way for a while, but now it's another change has happened, which is that maybe you've caught this recently, started a couple months ago, which is that the show now opens with me doing this high-energy monologue for like 2 minutes, and then it just leads into the guest. And then I just bring the guest in and I talk to the guest, which is different from how it was a few months ago, where I would kind of create this narrative setup this produced opening where I would tell a little bit of a story and you would hear a little bit of the audio. It was kind of like what I was describing that the show was at the very beginning. And I would set up the conversation that you were going to hear and I would hit the main points and I would just kind of tee the whole thing up for you. And then there would be a break and then it would get into the interview. That change is for a very specific reason. And today I'm going to explain that reason and explain how we got there. And then we're going to get to the broader idea, the reason why the show keeps changing its format and structure, and how you can take that insight and utilize it in whatever it is you make. So when I started this show in 2017, I had this very specific idea, which was, you know, the world is full of interview podcasts, and I want to do something that feels more distinct and special. And I like crafted narrative. I like storytelling. That's what I do. That's my background. And so I wanted to make this show that felt like it was really me telling you a story. And that story was going to be about how an entrepreneur solved a problem. So every time the way in which I would make the show is that I would find an entrepreneur who solved a problem. And then I would get on the phone with them for often like 45 minutes, sometimes an hour. And I would talk them, they would talk me through the problem and the solution. We would have this kind of interesting but meandering conversation that was never meant to be heard. And then I would have the story and I would step back and I would think, well, what's the best way to tell this story? And I would come up with an opening, and then I would set up the story, and then I would talk about the problem and the solution, and I would write this script that was my narration plus little bits of audio from them. So, you know, if I interview, who was the very first person that I interviewed? Let me look back. It was, I'm pretty sure it was a friend of mine. It was my friend, Jaron Galinsky, who had a company called Story Hunter, which I think has been rebranded. I gotta go look at it. Anyway, Jaron was kind enough to just kind of be like my test subject when I did this back in 2017. So you know, I would talk to him, and then I would have this, I would create this opening, and the opening would be me, you know, talking about, you know, Jaron Galinsky had a problem, and the problem was that something, 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 and then it would cut to a little audio of Jaron who was talking to me, right? I would find this like good quote, this 20 seconds of good audio from him, good tape, as they call it in radio, and then it would come back to me, right? But what he didn't understand was that blah, 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 and you know, and that's how the whole thing went, and it would kind of flow like that. And that was because that was a thing that I wanted to make. That was the form that I wanted this to take. I was leading with form. And I think that that is what so many people who make content do, is that they lead with form. This is the thing that I want to make. This is how I want it to read. This is how I want it to look. This is whatever, whatever, whatever. Okay. Back then, 2017, I had one child. That child was 1 or 2 years old. My kid was born in 2015, so depending on whatever time it was. And so on the weekends, we didn't do a lot. There was a lot of sitting around. There was a lot of like the kid napping. And that is when I wrote the scripts for this podcast. So I would interview people during the week, and then I would sit down and I'd spend an hour or two. And then after a few years of this, my kids got older and my weekends got busier. And I was no longer able to make this show on the weekends. Now I had to make it during the weekday. And I realized I just don't have the time to do all this, to do all this scripting and to do all this editing. It's just too much. And so I realized that the form of this show needed to change because the resources available changed. The amount of time that I had for this show had changed. And so I thought, oh, fine, this will be an interview show like everyone else, except I was like, there will be other things about it that are going to be distinct. Number one, I'm going to keep it short. A lot of interview shows are an hour. You spend the first 20 minutes just getting to know someone. None of that. We're just getting straight into the problem and the solution. That's what we're doing. And then I kept at the very beginning the kind of produced idea where I would write a script, but now writing the script would take a smaller amount of time because I was just writing, you know, 4 minutes of script instead of 30 minutes of script. And eventually this program called Descript came along. Descript is this incredible tool where essentially you can take a, let's say I interview somebody, I take the audio of that interview, I can just dump it into Descript, it will automatically transcribe it, and then I can highlight the portions of the transcript that I wanted and export them as individual files and bring them in. Therefore it made the editing of the audio so much faster. And eventually I actually just started making the entire show into Script. Anyway, point is, I was able to retain a little bit of the old format of this show, the narration, the thing that I like, the storytelling, and put it at the very beginning, and then have the interview after. And this also solved another problem, which is that often when I talk to entrepreneurs, you know, they're not always the best tellers of their own story. And sometimes it would take me a while to find the story and to really get a understanding of the problem and the solution. Even though we would have talked about it by email, when we actually start recording the episode, it becomes kind of loose. And so having this opening allowed me to present this tight idea of exactly what the story was going to be. And then it allows me to kind of dump into the interview at the time in which it becomes most interesting. So oftentimes you'd get this set up at the beginning of the show, and then you'd get the ad break. And then after the ad break, I would say, all right, we're back. You know, again, today we're talking to this person about this problem. And just before the break, they were telling us about something, something, something. And, you know, now they're going to pick up on that. And then you would hear, it would essentially kind of move into an interview. But what you might not know is that we are actually picking up like 15 minutes into the interview. And I just dumped the first 15 minutes because it was establishing and it wasn't that interesting. And now we got to the good stuff. This is how I was making the show. Okay. So that was fine. It was still kind of labor intensive, but not nearly as labor intensive. I was able to accomplish it during the day, the regular work day. And then another big change happened. And that big change is more recent. And maybe you have experienced this or noticed this as a consumer. Maybe you like this as a consumer. Maybe, like me, you actually hate this as a consumer. And that is video. Podcasts have shifted into video. You'll see it all the time. If you happen to listen to podcasts on Spotify, you open Spotify, it is now feeding you video. I will be honest with you, I literally don't understand this. I don't understand this. I don't know why you would want to watch two people talk to each other. That is excruciating to me. I have a physical reaction to how much I hate the idea of sitting and watching two people talk to each other. I can't do it. I listen to podcasts when I'm on the move, when my body and my eyes are engaged with other things. I listen to podcasts when I'm washing dishes. I listen to podcasts when I'm walking down the street or when I'm on the subway or something. I'm never looking at something. Why? Why would you want to watch people talk? I don't get it. But maybe you do. Maybe you're listening to this and you're like, I actually love watching Diary of a CEO and watching Stephen Bartlett sit across a table from somebody and talk to them. Maybe you love that. I don't know why. Reach out to me and tell me why you love that. It really doesn't make sense to me. But anyway, podcasts are now video. And so that, and you know, like, could I buck that trend? Yes, I could buck that trend. But this is a show made for entrepreneur, and entrepreneur sees a lot of value in the video. That means that there's more content for our YouTube's channel, and that we can cut the video into short form and distribute it on entrepreneurs' Instagram and TikTok channels and all that stuff. So now I got to make a video podcast. And the thing about the video is that editing video, that's really complicated. And it would balloon in labor. And just doing video, by the way, balloons in labor already for me. There are more things that I have to think about. Today, I'm not really thinking about them, to be honest. So if you're watching this in video, which you can, there's an option to watch this in video. Why you would want to watch this in video again, I have no idea. It's just me sitting in a chair talking to a camera. Why would you want to watch that? But you could watch it. Maybe you are watching it. Anyway, here's the thing. I've got two lights on me. I've got a big, this thing called a key light, which is this giant light that I had to buy and like wedge behind my desk, and which means that my desk is now out in the middle of my room. And then I got a side light, because if you just have a key light, then you look kind of flat. So you actually need two light sources in order to look dynamic. And then I have to think about how I look, which today I've decided not to, just in the spirit of the 451st episode. So I'm just wearing a regular t-shirt. My hair is kind of a mess, but normally I would clean up for these things. And then also, when I'm producing video now, I'm trying to use, I bought this like ridiculously expensive DSLR camera, and I have it set up behind a tripod, and like getting it to focus each time is like a 10-minute process. The whole thing is crazy and nonsense. I'm actually not even doing that today. I'm using this 4K camera that I just stick on top of my laptop. It's so much easier. Anyway, so it's like, and then I got to think about what's going on behind me, and I haven't even figured that out yet. So if you've seen any video of me, I'm just in my home office. My home office is not set up like a studio. Behind me is like a couch and some bass guitars that I have on the wall. Is that because I want people to know that I play bass? No, it's actually because if I don't hang them on the wall, I forget that they exist, and then I never pick up the bass, and then like my hobby disappears. And so they're on the wall because I work in the office, not because I want them on camera. But this is the only angle. Anyway, I think I'm going to have to get a backdrop because this whole thing looks kind of crappy, and I haven't gotten the backdrop yet. And it's this whole thing is a mess. I just hate video. But anyway, because of the video, I also had to think differently about the show because it's now way too labor intensive to do that video interview and then do that like produced thing that I was doing with video. Because first of all, how do I deliver the script? When I was delivering the script by audio, the intro, the produced intro, and I was producing doing that by audio, I could just read it. I would type it out and then I would just read it into a microphone. And I've gotten really, really good over the years. This is a great skill of reading something, but making it sound like I'm just talking off the top of my head. So I never wanted you to feel like I was reading it, but I was reading it. And now to do that would mean that I have to load it into a teleprompter and then I got to do each segment by itself. And then I got to somehow stitch all that video together. And then I got to use it. It's so much. And so I realized I can't do that anymore. The original produced concept of the show now has to fully go away. And so I'm left thinking, all right, how do I interview someone on video? How do I make it efficient to produce and efficient on the back end? And how do I make it good? Because I still really don't want to just say, hey, here's my guest, and then we just jump into something. Because I deeply believe that an audience, and especially a business audience who is time-strapped, I was going to say cash-strapped, often cash-strapped, but certainly time-strapped, that you need to know at the very, very beginning what you're going to get. I have this concept that I call the first question. And the first question is the first question that anybody asks about anything that they encounter. So if you are if you're just walking down a grocery store aisle, and you are encountering products, you're going to ask this question of every product. If you open up Netflix and it starts showing you movies or TV shows that you might want to watch, you're going to ask this of this question. When you start every episode of any podcast, including this one, you're going to ask this question. Ready? What's the question? The question is this for me or is this not for me? That's it. That's what you want to know. Is this for me or is this not for me? You're trying to evaluate if this is for you, and you're going to take whatever cues you get in the first couple seconds, and you'll be like, yeah, this is for me, or yeah, this is not for me. It's it's a waste of my time, or I'm not buying this bag of chips, or whatever it is. At the very beginning, I really led this show with form, right? I had this idea of what I wanted this show to be, and how I wanted it to sound. And I thought that that was really important. I thought that separated me from the marketplace. I later learned that that's not true. Because when I ditched that format and I went into an interview show, I thought, you know, people are not going to like this as much. It's not as unique anymore. Nobody cared. Nobody cared. I got literally zero emails from listeners telling me that they cared about that. Instead, the show only continued to grow. And so I realized that the form that I wanted was not necessarily the form that other people wanted. And that instead, what I needed to do was create a show. And I continue to do this. This is the reason that I have the format that I have now with the video. I needed to create the show by starting with what does the show need to be, right? So the function of the show. How does the show function for the audience? And then also, how does the show function within the constraints that I have to make the show? My time, the technology needs, and so on. And constraints people often, I think, chafe against constraints, but constraints can be excellent. I remember having a conversation with Ryan Reynolds once because I interviewed him for the cover of the magazine many years ago, and he said he loves constraints. He loves constraints when he's making a movie and there's a tight budget, or when he's making a commercial because he's got a advertising agency called Maximum Effort, and there's a really tight budget, because he said, look, if you have an infinite budget, you just start spending it on stupid stuff, stuff that just doesn't matter. You start spending it on big explosions and stories of aliens coming down from the sky. But if you have constraints, then you have to focus on what truly matters, what truly resonates with an audience, which is people, which is story, which is the emotional connection. So he's like, constraints can really help your creativity. And I do agree with that. So I now have these constraints. And the constraints are, I got to make video, even though I don't want to. And I have a limited amount of time to make the show, so I've got to make it really efficient. And I don't want to make it too long, so I've got to really like laser in on a valuable conversation. I have all these constraints. And so the constraints, which is the resources, plus what is the show? What is the show for? Who is the show serving? Have a clear idea of the audience and your value and how the show, anything that you make, whether, again, I keep using show, but this could be a newsletter that you write, this could be the social media that you produce, anything. How does it serve your audience in a way in which they are unserved in the market right now? Again, mine is very specific on problems. I just want it to be a show about solutions. I want it to be a practical, tactical show. I want you to feel smarter by listening to it. And so I'm going to stick with that, and now I have the resources. And then I have to think, well, okay, the purpose of the show and the constraints of the show, this is kind of the function. How do I make a form that solves for all that? And that's how I get to the structure of the show. So again, that's opposite of what a lot of people do. People start with form. They're like, I want this to read like this. I want this to be like this. I want to make this thing. No. Instead, what do you need to make for your audience? What will be valuable to them? What are your constraints and resources available? And now you create the form that satisfies all of those things. That is what I've done with Problem Solvers. That is how I've gotten to 451 episodes. Without driving myself too crazy, although it sounds probably like I've driven myself a little crazy. Okay, that's the story. And if you're watching this, again, I don't know why, but if you're watching this, hello, I'm waving at you. You know, I've been just looking at this camera direct. I've just been talking off the top of my head. That's actually made it a little hard. In the past, I would have written down notes. I actually did write down. There's one thing, which is that I sat before I started this. I was like, okay, I know what I want to say. Is there like a clever way to say it? And I came up with this idea of form is the solution to function. That is not like a thing I go around saying. That's just like, that's just the language that I came up with to explain this to you. I wrote it down on this piece of paper, which I'm showing you. This piece of paper, it says to dad on the other side of it, because it was actually like some note that my 7-year-old had written and left on my desk. But right now it's this. And I glanced down at it one or two times before I remembered form is the solution for function. It's a good idea. You know what? In a future episode, I'm going to tell you about the reason why I do that, which is because if you want to be viewed as really smart and memorable, you have to create ownable language that creates the sense that you own the problem that you're talking about and own the solution, so much so that you have a distinct way of talking about it. Anyway, you know what? Maybe I'll make that next week's episode. I don't know. I'll think about it. Or I'll make it another episode. I don't know what I'm doing, guys. I'm just trying to make a podcast. And if you've been listening, either just this is the first time you've ever listened, or if you've been listening for months or years, whatever it is, I really appreciate you. The only reason to make this show is because you find it useful. And I've been doing it for 451 episodes, and I don't know how many more episodes I'm going to be doing, but more, not going to end today. I can guarantee a 452nd episode and the third, and we'll just keep going, and we'll see you at 500, when I guess I'll step back one more time, and who knows what the show will even be like then. Okay, in the meantime, I'm going to stop staring at a camera, and you should stop staring at a screen. Stop staring at a screen. Go do something else. All right. I'll talk to you later.